proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible study. We continue looking at our series about Israel's wilderness provocations. The second of these provocations took place at a location they called Marah. 3 days after the Israelites left the Red Sea, they came to a locale that had water. However, they were not able to quench their thirst, since the liquid tasted bitter. Therefore, they termed the place Marah, a Hebrew noun that meant bitter. The 15th chapter of the book of Exodus contained an account of how the Israelites reacted to that circumstance. The text reads that, quote, "The people murmured against Moses, saying, 'What shall we drink?'" unquote. Once again, the Jewish nation criticized its leadership for what it perceived as faulty guidance. While the Israelites directed their complaints against Moses, they actually found fault with God. They questioned God's ability to meet their needs in the wilderness. When Moses cried out to God, the Lord showed him a tree and directed him to cast it into the waters. Moses did so, and the waters turned sweet, making them drinkable. The author of Exodus added that God made a promise to the Israelites at that time. He told them that, quote, "If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and wilt do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon you, which I have brought upon the Egyptians," unquote. God added this word of encouragement as well, telling the Israelites, quote, "I am the Lord that healeth thee," unquote. Only days before, the Jewish people praised God for delivering them out of the Pharaoh's hand, when he divided the waters of the Red Sea from before them. On that occasion, they sang, quote, "Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee? Glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders," unquote. Once the Jewish people encountered difficulties, though, their praises turned into protests. The narrative of Exodus noted that God proved the Israelites at Marah. That is to say, he tested them. The Hebrew word translated proved, nasa, denoted the imposition of a trial. Put another way, God deliberately led the Jewish nation to a place where there were bitter waters, for the express purpose of assessing the degree of their faith in him, and they failed that test. Throughout the entirety of their time in the wilderness, the Israelites never lacked for food or drink. Despite their continued rebellion against God, God continued to sustain them. To show the Jewish nation that he would provide for them, God brought the Israelites to a place called Elim, where 12 wells of water and 70 palm trees existed, enough to provide sustenance for the entire nation of Israel in the wilderness. What lessons should Christians learn from the Israelites' experience at Marah? Jesus Christ, in his Sermon on the Mount, told his followers that they need, quote, "take no thought, saying, 'What shall we eat?' or 'What shall we drink?' or 'Wherewithal shall we be clothed?'" unquote. The Savior continued by assuring his followers that, quote, "your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things," unquote. The Apostle Paul came to a similar conclusion when in the 4th chapter of the Epistle to the Philippians, he told that congregation, quote, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me," unquote. That promise is still valid for believers today. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.